step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
All right, hey everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Screen Heroes.
Hi, Derek.
Hi, I'm back. I wasn't here last week.
I know.
We didn't notice you were gone, actually.
I think everybody noticed that I wasn't here. The show felt like it was missing something.
It didn't, but it did feel like there was somebody in chat chastising Rachel the whole time, so.
It's ridiculous.
Your water bottle's
too loud.
It was a very loud one.
I cringed a little bit every time she did it.
All right. Like, I was listening from my hotel room, so.
Just wanted cold water.
Just have to get her less squishy.
Nothing wrong with cold water.
Right, which is why we all have cups tonight.
So I can prepare.
Anyway, we're here for a podcast.
We are. We're start that up.
So we have a couple of guests tonight. One that's important, one that's not.
That's true.
Congratulations
on being an important
Cheers.
One.
We have Barry back.
Hey, guys.
What episode did you join
us for? The Ranking the Justice League.
Yes. Yeah. Right. This is my first podcast doing it with him. I had Batman fill in for me last time because I couldn't make it.
That's true.
Yeah. Were too busy fighting crime.
He had to take the night off, so yeah, I had to do this, so yeah, I had to go do that.
He was actually 3D printing Batman new parts.
Yeah, that's what it was. Buster sure. Process
is working
on some new stuff.
Can we not talk about Batman's new parts?
Oh no, we talk about Batman's parts on this podcast.
We do.
Did we forget that?
Yes, we do.
Small text.
Anyway. Well, welcome back, Barry.
Thank you very much.
And then we have Ian, who has been on the show many times. He's also co-host of our other show, Costume Couture.
Is it because you introduced him first? He's more important.
Yes.
Okay. Well, he's the guest. Wow. You're just another host. You're one of the hosts.
That's
man.
True. I'll take it. All guests matter. It's okay.
You know. So, but yeah. We got a full house tonight. There's five of us, which is usually more than...
Yeah, Ian's sitting here spread eagle.
So I'll just pull Ian close to me here. It'll be fine. And we are talking about the top Jedi. We're going to rank the top 20 Jedi Knights.
We have every intention...
They're not all Jedi Knights, just Jedi.
We have every intention of doing the Sith later on.
Just not today.
Just not today. Right. And, you know, maybe we'll revisit this after episode 8 if 8 changes anything. May not. It may just be filler. Who knows?
Well, at the very least, if nobody else ends up being a Jedi, we'll learn more about Luke, and that may adjust where he ends up on the list.
There you go.
You know. Before we dive into that stuff, though, we'll cover a couple other things. We've got some news, and then Barry, we thought maybe if you had anything that you wanted to tell people about what you do and what's coming up this fall.
Yay. Oh, my. There's something coming up this fall?
I mean, I think so.
I mean, there's a lot. It's Halloween. A full 3 months. Yeah.
God, there's so much.
There's some holidays. We get to eat in a lot of them. They're my two of my favorite holidays, Halloween and Thanksgiving. They share something in common, so.
I say we can...
Costumes?
What are you wearing the Thanksgiving?
Nobody else wears a turkey costume.
I don't know what you wear.
That's weird.
Nobody else wears a turkey costume to Thanksgiving? I mean... I'm the only one?
Yeah, you're the only one. Well,
I guess we're alone.
I do that entire Addams Family Values reenactment of the first Thanksgiving.
Every year.
I burn Sarah Miller.
Okay. I just dress in really comfortable clothes so I can overeat myself to sleep.
Okay.
It's really sexy.
I'm sure.
You have to wait till Thanksgiving to do that?
Well, it's more acceptable if I wait till Thanksgiving.
I don't know. I do it and I accept myself every
Where have we gone? What's happening?
I don't know. All right. So anyway, Barry, what do you got for us?
As far as what? What's coming up in fall? The thing that I'm working on quite a lot lately. Kansas City Comic Con, November 10th through the 12th.
Yay!
We are Kansas City folks here, so it's a win for us.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's okay. You could be, you know,
yeah, you
not
come
Kansas
from further
City
away.
Yeah.
I'm just saying it's very important to us specifically because it's our core.
It's our hometown, so. Yeah.
We've got some really super things planned.
Yeah?
That's... about all I can drop at this point, but
that's cool.
Well, but they're super and
well, all four of us are going to be there.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, when he says super, obviously he's talking about the four of us being
right.
there.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Sure. Sure.
So that's well, cool. At least three.
Because three of us are important. Right.
Yeah, we don't count me. I'm not very super.
Bye.
Yeah. Hurtful. But, I mean, there will be comic books.
There will be comic books.
Vendors selling cool stuff.
There will be vendors selling cool stuff. There will be great cosplayers.
Aww. Yeah.
There's only one of those at this table.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, no, there are going to be professional.
There you go. There
podcasters.
Yeah.
Cosplayers.
Yep.
So not regular ones,
people,
just regular
people. People
running around with
just
like
the milk
and ones out. And regular ones.
Yeah. Hey, I can tell you, we're going to have Casey Brick Lab come back.
Nice.
Cool.
We're going to be doing a community build, specifically a 7 to 9 foot Death Star trench.
Ooh.
So that's in the works. Hopefully, we get all the working parts of that worked out, but
I'm assuming it's going to be to scale, or
well, we don't have the contractors for that right now.
The place.
Yeah. Fair enough.
Yeah, we're going to build a Dyson sphere.
I just want to
we're
crawl
at it.
Into like the hole and see if I could fit into it.
So, actually,
that's your dream, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
It'll be a 2-scale Lego Death Star. Everybody's throwing bricks.
Perfect.
Like the video game.
Love
so,
it.
I've ran that trench in so many video games.
Right. We've got a couple of cool things planned for the panels, too.
Nice.
One of them is a very large scale. Gosh, I can't say it. Yes, I can. It's a game show.
Ooh,
we are planning a big game show, unlike anything you guys have seen at any cons that you've been at, too. So
nice.
That I can tell you. And
that's
we have a couple
words.
Of passes
oh.
for you guys to give to.
Well, we'll
hey,
have,
guys.
Yeah. We'll have to figure out what we're going to do for that, then. We've got to make you guys work for it.
Yeah, we can't just give it away. Come on. That's too easy.
I say we play a newlywed game with some couples. And, you know,
okay.
Wow.
See if they know
well,
each other.
Well, now you just stole his idea. Now we can't. Now he has to change his whole plan for that panel.
No,
like,
no.
Oh.
Nope.
This is way better than newlywed game.
Oh, sure.
We'll
get to copy
Pinto.
Chuck Woolery.
I don't even know.
All right.
Anyway, so that's November 10th, 11th, and 12th.
Yes, sir.
At Bartle Hall in downtown KC Mo.
It is.
So that'll be exciting. This is the third year?
Entering so, third.
A little later this year, but should be interesting. I think November is a good time. It's just later than a lot of people are used to.
And if you believe the weather reports, we're going to have seasonably warm weather.
Yes.
Which is great.
And which should bode well.
Yeah.
We're hoping. So
Ryan can wear that bikini.
I've been planning it, so yeah, I hope that...
you would rock a slave Leia.
Don't spoil my costumes. Is what I'm
People
saying.
Would come
I'm
to your booth,
to
I think.
They'll be
really
coming to the
underwear,
anyway.
Ryan. No, we're not going to do this.
Well, I'm not announcing it, so maybe we will, maybe we won't.
All right.
I'm going to do sexy Matt the Radar Technician, so I think there we go.
Yes.
Sequel to last year's
yes.
costumes.
Yep.
Make it so.
All right, so Jedi.
Cool. Well, so we had a couple of news things to talk about.
Do we?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Well, Ryan had something he wanted to talk about that he thought was interesting.
So there's a big announcement for the movie world today. I think it's called
Movie
Pass.
Yeah.
Basically what it is, it lets you go see a movie or a movie every day for a month for $9.99 a month. No hooks or there's no like, you know, hidden agenda or anything as far as I can tell. It's like a subscription service.
Yeah.
And like 90% of theaters across the country participate in it. And you pay your subscription fee. You go to the theater that day and you go to the ticket counter and tell them what movie you want to see. And the thing validates that you're at the theater and loads a card with the amount of money for the ticket. You give it to the person and they scan it and you're good
to
go.
That is really cool. We should do that.
Interesting.
The sucky thing about it is you can't, for like, we like to go and get our tickets like 3 weeks ahead of time and reserve our seats and everything like that. You can't do that with it.
Mm.
You can only get
until
tickets
the
day
of.
Okay.
Ooh. I mean, you can get it at like 9 o'clock in the morning for a 9 p.m. showing.
Right.
But, that's the downside. Yeah. But if you're not going to go see like every superhero movie on opening night and there's other movies you want to see and you don't mind waiting a few days, then it's definitely worth it because one movie ticket is $10.
Yeah.
I'd do that for like Hitman's Bodyguard and,
Sure.
Yeah, I would have done that for Valerian and Atomic Blonde and Dark Tower. So I could use that last month. But
Yeah.
Is it starting now or is it?
It's up. The website is up. Okay. It was a little...
I couldn't get the website to
load
earlier.
It got hugged to death by the internet because they were very excited about it earlier. But yeah, it's up and you can reserve slots. I don't know if it's limited or not.
We'll have to check it out. So yeah. If any of you sign up for it and you actually are using it, let us know what that's like. I'd be curious. So.
Yeah. I don't know how long that price will last. It was $50 a month prior to this.
Yeah.
Which is still worth it for a lot of people. But, yeah, obviously $9.99 is a much better price.
So. Okay. Yes. Yeah. All right. Now we can talk about Jedi.
Okay, cool. So here's the deal. If you haven't seen one of our rankings before, we go through from 20 to 1 and decide who is the best. Now, everybody here has different qualifications for what is the best. Are they doing the most powerful? Are they doing their favorite? We're going to try and mix subjective and objective. I am going to be the deciding vote because at this table I know the least about most of these characters. So I'll kind of break ties if we need to. I'll chime in on characters that I know stuff about. And hopefully we have a really interesting night ahead of us. I know that the idea of a write-in came in. So we might have some just surprises, I guess. Some Mario question boxes.
I know nothing about like 12 of these characters because I don't watch the cartoons, so...
Cool.
Yeah, I'll just agree with whatever Ian says as long as they're in the top...
Ian's going to have to sell me, though. That's the thing.
He's not going to have to sell me that they're higher than the ones I know,
so
that's for sure.
Let's start with 20. Out of everybody on our list, who do we think, I guess, is the worst out of this? Like... I mean, they're still better than a lot, but come on.
We should say that there are a couple expanded universe characters.
Yes, we are including
characters.
We are including everything from the prequel movies, the
original trilogy as we could, basically, and
the TV shows and the EU. There's a little bit of everything in here.
Some of these characters, it gets complicated because a lot of these characters only have any kind of backstory in the legend, or whatever, you know. Legacy,
yeah, some of these are introduced as, you know, Jedi number 2 or, you know, 45 extra. Yeah, exactly.
Or the TV shows also expanded on a lot of them. So.
Okay. So let's start with 20.
Does anyone want to nominate somebody?
I do.
Okay.
Sure, go for it.
I nominate Ki-Adi Mundi.
Okay, why?
Well, out of all this list, he did very little in the Clone Wars. He fought on Geonosis. Yeah, he survived that. Well done, him.
So why is that not a big deal?
It is a big deal, but out of all these other Jedi also that are in the Clone Wars survived Geonosis, so, you know.
Woo. You know, he's one of the only Jedi that actually was allowed to be married.
That's true. Yeah, I forgot about that.
Because his race was extremely, like...
Laid back?
The birth rate for his family, or for their race, is extremely low. So he was allowed to do that, too.
Now it's even lower because he's dead.
Wow. But that's a good point, though. They were an endangered species, so he was allowed to break that code.
He had many wives, as a matter of fact. So he was Mormon and Jedi altogether.
There you go. In a galaxy far, far away.
Just saying.
That's a really good point, though, because that's something that even, you know, the EU talked about when Obi-Wan may or may not have had children.
But a lot of the EU established that Jedi can marry, and it wasn't a big issue. I mean, Luke Skywalker was married later on, and there were several others. So.
There's also the fact that he's one of the few council members that was allowed to sit on the council before being an actual Jedi
Master.
Ooh. Those are some good points.
You have to be pretty badass.
An earthworm gym head.
He does. That's definitely a point in his favor.
Huh?
Yeah.
Is that a good point?
I like earthworm gym head. Okay, I like that.
So, okay, so if it wasn't him at number 20, does anybody have somebody else that they'd like to throw down in that spot?
I could just spit out some random syllables, which is what most of these names are, and that would probably be my vote. Because, like I said, I don't know most of these, and pretty much any ones I don't know, I would feel like would be higher up.
Now, Barry, I can't read your stuff from here, but you do seem to have a nice list going.
I don't know about that. But...
So, do you have somebody who you thought hit at number 20?
I'm going to probably be very unpopular here, but how do you say his name? Kyle Katarn?
No.
It's too far in the future.
Brian's going to fight you on that because that's the one he cosplays.
It is.
I did not cosplay that.
No. Oh, you did?
No, that was a totally like Jedi that nobody knows about,
wasn't it?
Ben Zalo.
I know who
I'm
it is.
Sorry,
I appreciate you.
Well, I mean, it was a pretty standard costume for a lot of the Jedi back at that time period. But
so Ryan or Barry, either you, you know.
I can hear your case against him for sure. I don't mind hearing you out. So I can shut it down easier?
No, you can shut it down if you want to. That's fine. It just was like, you know, responding to the question.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think it's fair because a lot of people don't necessarily know what he did. But he was in Dark Forces and Dark Forces 2 and the Jedi Academy games.
Mm-hmm.
But he, in those games, was in charge of actually stealing the Death Star plans from the Imperials when he was a smuggler before he became a Jedi. So I know Rogue One obviously made it, so that doesn't exist. But because it's legacy characters, you know, of course, count the achievements for what it is. He actually trained himself to become a Jedi, and eventually he had a lot of brushes with the dark side. He actually was mastered of the dark side, master of the light side, and eventually taught at the Jedi Academy with Luke later on, post Return of the Jedi time. So he was a pretty significant. He served on Jedi Council. He did a lot of. He was a master. I mean, he was. I would put anybody that's not a Jedi master on this list.
Okay.
Much higher than I would.
So who do you know?
He had many achievements. I should put.
But he's
him
a former stormtrooper. So how many Jedi did he actually help kill?
He in the games, you killed a lot of Jedi.
So there you go.
I could tell you that he killed. He killed a lot of Jedi. If he also killed a lot of Sith, like.
Ryan's also all about redemption.
I do like redemption.
I will
it's a good
say
story.
This. If you look at Wikipedia, which is the Star Wars Wikipedia, all the characters get one quote at the top of their bio. And his quote is, I'm no Jedi. I'm just a guy with a lightsaber and a few questions.
He did say that before he was teaching at the Jedi Academy.
Well, then.
That was from an early quote in one of the games before. Like I said, he was teaching alongside Luke in the Jedi
Academy.
Could we
put Asajj Ventress at 20, since she spends most of her Jedi...
I think Ian's about to fight you.
I am.
But she's more of a Sith, and she has redemption later, like, much later on in her life.
You don't know what happens to her. I do.
I don't know what happens to her. I know she's a really attractive bald lady voiced by Sarah Michelle Gellar, and I love
that. That's not even right either.
Oh, it's not?
No.
Who does she voice then?
Sarah Michelle Gellar voices the Seventh Sister.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Thank you. Sorry.
So we're going to have to make some decisions.
Okay, what about Luminara Unduli, right?
Well, no, there's...
This is all from my Wikipedia research, because I don't know anything about her. But really, the most notable thing she did was fought in a couple of battles before she turned against the Jedi Order.
And I'm sorry, who? I was reading.
Luminara
Unduli. She turned against the Jedi Order.
On Wikipedia, it says she turned against the Jedi Order and bombed the Jedi Temple.
That's her apprentice, Barriss Offee.
That's what it said on Wikipedia.
He's on
for
here.
Luminara Unduli.
Can we use Barriss Offee then?
Oh, okay.
I don't think so, because she did a lot of stuff too.
Oh my gosh.
Someone's going to have to be number 20. Now, chat.
I mean, it's Wikipedia, like a
it's
reliable
not
source.
It's going to be Kiati Mundi. I'm sorry.
I don't agree.
Okay, what about Ezra Bridger?
Ezra was barely he wasn't a Jedi Master for sure. He was a Padawan, I think, is the highest he ever got, so
he's
okay with that.
He's considered, what is he considered now? I think
all right,
we have
two people who agree. Ezra is number 20. Who is number 19? No,
there
this is an
right
auction
here.
House.
And sold.
All right, well, I will say that in chat, J-Blood, our buddy Jordan, wants us to make sure that Anakin Skywalker doesn't hit the top 10.
Oh my gosh. I don't know if we can do that.
We can't guarantee that.
We're going to see how that goes. He wanted him at number 20. But,
yeah, okay.
It
is tough because a lot of the ones that turned to the dark side and never... I mean, Darth Vader, I guess, redeemed himself at the very end, but it's like, you know, the majority of their life was spent, and the way they ended their life pretty much was spent in the dark side. It does make it tough.
Now, when we do the Sith, you know, Asajj will be on that list, and Darth Vader and Count Dooku, they'll be on that list too, so, you know.
Okay, so 19 then. So some of the ones that we've had in the conversation, we should probably stick with that group and start narrowing things down. So,
could we do Barriss?
Which one is Barriss?
I know Ian's not thrilled about that, but...
Let me just say something. So the reason why I think Barriss is a higher... ranking Jedi's because of what she did, especially towards the end of the Clone Wars.
Okay.
Which is...
She was never higher than a Padawan either, according to Wikipedia. So.
She... They call her a Jedi Knight in Clone Wars, so I'm going to guess
even
that's what it really is. But she purposely bombed the Jedi Temple, killing dozens of Jedi and other technicians in the hangar bay.
Yeah, she sounds like a good person.
No, just...
Here comes the redemption, which I love.
There's no redemption for her yet.
Oh, okay.
We don't know yet. But she did a lot. She befriended Ahsoka, and then betrayed Ahsoka and blamed her for it, causing the whole Jedi Order to then attack Ahsoka, put her on trial, make Ahsoka lose faith in the Jedi,
and never return. Can you give me a reason, then, why she shouldn't be last on the list?
Yeah. Right, I really...
Because I think of how well she orchestrated everything.
She's that doesn't make her a Jedi.
She's not a Sith.
But that, as someone against the Jedi Order, this is about the top 20 Jedi.
She was against, you know, what the Jedi stood for, which during the Clone Wars.
Doesn't make her a good Jedi.
Well, maybe we should put Anakin at number 20 because he killed all the younglings.
He went
after all the other Jedi.
If that's what we're doing here is who committed the most egregious crimes, then yeah.
Anakin has got to be 20.
I don't know. When I'm thinking of what my ranking is, it's more like how much of an impact did they have on the universe as a whole, and how much did they do for the Jedi Order?
Well, and before how powerful she did that, she was also a healer in the battlefield. So she was in a lot of battles, and she would heal clones and other, you know, people fighting.
Let me ask you this. Did she do anything unique while following the Jedi way of life?
Define unique.
Okay,
she bombed the Jedi Temple, and then she healed basically people that would end up being stormtroopers.
No, she also healed other Jedi.
Okay, so I'm gonna go ahead and say that maybe she should be last on the list. Then we can.
And I think the person that bombed the thing with her should probably be pretty high up there too. I mean, that's
no one bombed it with her.
It says right here: together they fought in numerous battlefields of the Clone Wars before. Jossafi turned off the Jedi Order. Never mind.
So
you're
Barriss
right.
is going to end up at number 20.
It's poorly.
I'm gonna bump
Barriss
Ezra.
Is 20.
I'm gonna bump
and
Ezra to
19.
Okay, that's fine.
That's the first time we've ever gone back.
Yeah, but I think this one makes sense.
Okay.
So,
we're at 18.
We're at 18 now.
What other non-masters are on the list?
That's a very good question.
I mean, Ian, you would know better than us on the Clone Wars people.
There's, let me see here. Kind of Clone Wars is 1, 2, 3, I think there's 4 or 5.
That are not masters?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So let's talk about some of them. Which is the least significant of them?
Ian loves them all like they're his children, so he has a hard time picking.
Can you identify the non-Jedi?
Can you name them for us so we
yes.
know what
okay,
we're
so,
looking at?
Ahsoka, not a master. Aayla, not a master.
I'm going to fight Ahsoka.
I am too.
Yeah, I wouldn't put
Shaak Ti never had a was never a master.
Yeah, let's talk about Shaak Ti then.
Kanan Jarrus.
Kanan's a master.
Kanan, is he?
Yeah, Kanan's
he's
a master.
He's the master.
Oh, that's right.
He was teaching Ezra. Yeah.
That's right.
And Kit Fisto was a brief master for an episode, then his Padawan got killed, so I don't really count Kit.
You should.
Grievous killed him, so.
Was that Kit's fault?
Yeah, because he didn't really train him that well.
He just about killed Dooku, though.
Who?
Kit. In a battle. And if you were fighting him underwater.
Well.
He was
That's not necessarily a good criteria.
Well, there's underwater worlds.
He does have his power. Yeah, that's
he does.
There are.
But other than that, I think those are the other. Because Quinlan was Aayla's master, and yeah. All right. So, all right. You want to do Shaak Ti? As 18.
Let me look at what Shaak Ti did.
Shaak Ti was in one of the movies for a second.
I remember. Yeah,
she
I'm
was
good
considered.
That.
What about Luminara?
She's a master, but you can...
What about Ventress?
Right.
What did Ventress do that was
I tend to go with this one on this.
I don't know much about Ventress.
She spends most of her
life... She was a Padawan, too, I think. So she wasn't ever, like...
She was originally a Jedi, yes.
But a Padawan. She was never higher than a Padawan, as far as what it's...
No,
she was,
a
fallen
master?
Padawan. She became a master in the Night Sister clan.
Not a Jedi Master.
But not a Jedi Master.
So, yeah, I'm saying Asajj has got to be pretty low. Like,
yeah.
If we were doing the Sith, I would put her high.
Yes.
Higher, I guess.
Okay,
but...
she can be 18. I'm okay with that.
Yeah,
all right.
This stuff, I'm just, whatever you guys want. I don't know any of these guys, so.
Well, okay, so let me ask you this. Was she a Jedi first and became Sith?
She was a Jedi Padawan, yeah.
She was a Padawan, and then her master got killed, and that turned her to the dark side.
See,
And Dooku found her.
It makes it tough for me to want to rank someone like that higher than Ezra. Why did we put Ezra so low if he was a good guy at the end? He was only a bad guy because he kind of had the steel to survive. So at he wasn't this a point, bad guy to be evil.
At this point, I guess, you know, Asajj is just more known. She's more popular Ezra.
Yeah.
And that's a qualifier, too. So it's best known. Like,
Ezra did have some unique things.
Yeah, I think she's better than Ezra.
I'm saying popularity is part of...
Is that a band name?
The qualifier.
It is a band name. That's why I said it like that. Nobody got it. Thank you, Derek.
Sorry.
Ezra did have some unique stuff, too. Like, he was the only one with a lightsaber with a blaster on it, right? Isn't that a thing? I mean, yeah, yes. I don't agree that it's like an anime thing with like a gun sword. It's, yeah, okay, whatever. That was but it was unique, at least. You know, he's the only one, I think, in canon that would have anything like that.
I think anybody who ends up Jedi immediately has to be higher on the list than someone who was and then left it to become Sith.
And never redeemed herself after that.
Right.
Yeah.
She did redeem herself, though.
Yeah, she did have a redemption.
She did, yes.
Which is why I'm totally cool with her being 18 and not like 4.
Let's put her at 18 then.
Okay.
And we will continue on. So 18 is Asajj Ventress. So at 17...
Luminara.
I'm thinking, yeah.
I'm okay with thinking.
Okay, so Luminara at 17.
Yes.
And 16. Let's go back to Shaak Ti and her...
The only notable thing that I remember her doing was she was tasked with protecting the Chancellor during the Battle of Coruscant. That went well. And
yeah, she did a real good job.
And then she was also tasked with creating the ARC Trooper program in the Clone Wars, which was a kind of a big program for the clones.
Mm.
And she oversaw all their training. And she was one of the Jedi to kind of find out about the chip implant that made them do Order 66.
Gotcha. So, okay. That's kind of significant.
That's kind of a big deal. All right, so talk to me about Plo Koon and Quinlan Vos, because these names aren't, like, ringing a bell.
Quinlan, he's an interesting one, because he was a Jedi and then... went undercover and went dark and then went to become a Jedi and then went dark and became a Jedi.
Was he only dark when he was undercover?
So he's Magneto.
Magneto.
But the thing is, was he a double agent or was he Magneto? Because there is a difference.
He was a double agent.
He just couldn't make up a decision on what he wanted
but
to do.
But he was undecided. The dark side pulled in him a lot, so he liked being darker than a Jedi.
Don't we all?
And he didn't like following the Jedi ways. He didn't like wearing, you know, traditional Jedi clothing. So then he was kind of his own free spirit.
I'd say we put Quinlan at 16.
That's a bad Jedi.
Yeah, that's a bad Jedi. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Bad Jedi.
Your ice is so loud.
I'm sorry.
Keep your ice quiet, Ian.
Wow. Two in a row. First there's loud water bottles, now there's loud ice.
Derek is slowly alienating everybody from our podcast.
I am. Right? So I am.
Because of our water habits.
Mm-hmm.
Start slurping.
And then I'll just be me.
All right, so...
That's perfect. That's what you want.
15. we're getting down to things.
Go ahead. Sorry.
No. I'm still picking out names that don't ring a bell. So, you know.
I was thinking maybe this is where Plo would go. I did not mean for that to rhyme.
Number we had. Plo's like the best starfighter of any Jedi.
No, he isn't, because he got shot down.
No, but he's still widely considered one of the two best Jedi ever.
It is true.
He's no Porkins.
He is no...
Wow. those are big fighting words.
Okay, so who would you put at 15?
Porkins only got destroyed because he stayed on target too long.
Who would you put at 15 then?
Oh, gosh. Well, I don't know.
You have the...
What about Shaak Ti? No, we didn't.
No, Shaak Ti has not been selected yet.
Yeah, you're right.
Sure. I'm good with that.
Shaak Ti at 15.
She had the smallest, like, excerpt on
her. She looked really cool, she
looked cool. Plo's got the really cool mask, and then...
He does have a cool mask.
Well, then if Shaak Ti's at 15, then I'm still going to push for Plo to be there then at 14.
Or Kit or Aayla?
No, Kit's just cooler.
Aayla, however you
say it.
Aayla Secura. I would go with Plo Koon for 14.
Wow, Plo.
What about...
for you.
Plo or Kit. I would go either Plo or Kit for 14.
Anybody have...
Plo first.
Kit's
way too cool.
So Plo's at 14, and then we're at 13 now, so...
We're top 13. I would...
Have we weeded out all the non... No, because Ahsoka we haven't put on there.
No, she's high in Ahsoka.
Sakura's not a...
Okay.
I would...
Can Sakura go at 13?
I think that's probably a good spot. Okay. Yeah.
And number 12.
This is where things get kind of difficult.
I would argue either Kanan, Kyle, or Kip.
The kids.
Sorry, this is, I'm sorry, say again.
Kanan, Kit, or Kyle?
Kanan,
Kit, Fisto, or Kyle.
So, Kyle so or what, okay. What did either of those do that was more significant than grab the Death Star plans for the Rebels?
Well, Kanan survived Order 66 alone.
Lots of Jedi did that.
Well,
he developed the ability to see through the Force, even though he was blind.
Yeah. He's the... Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
It's a first, and it's pretty darn cool.
Cool, but significant-wise, not... I mean, maybe in the long term of the Jedi, he was the only one to do that, I suppose, but...
He is a... considered a, you know, part founder of the Rebel Alliance.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's training other Jedi, you know, other Jedi being Ezra. He's not doing so hot, but he's still training them.
Did Kit or Kyle ever train?
They were Kyle taught at the Jedi Academy alongside Luke Skywalker. He was recruited by Luke Skywalker to teach at the Jedi Academy.
Well, here's what I want to kind of throw in there, because I don't know how her story ends, but what about Mara Jade?
I think she needs to be higher on the list than any of those three. She died. I would put Kyle up before. She died after marrying Luke Skywalker.
But she walks away from being a Jedi, though.
She does not. She does not.
She walks away from being an Emperor's hand.
She walked away from being an Emperor's hand and became a Jedi when she her last mission as the Emperor's hand was to kill Luke Skywalker.
I know.
She walked away from that, became a smuggler, and then she married Luke Skywalker, became a Jedi Master. And
that's how her story ends.
I'm reasonably confident she died still.
It ends at the
still married to Luke Skywalker
and
solo twin. She was still a Jedi Master.
Okay, I must be remembering something out of order then. It's been a while since I've read those.
Yeah.
So.
And she was also in some of the games. She was in a Dark Force.
So if you had to choose between Mara and Kyle.
I would put
Kyle.
Mara was more significant than Kyle because of her relationship with Luke Skywalker, I think, and the things she did
so
in the
you think that Kanan and Kit should come after Kyle?
I think that they should. I'm admittedly a fanboy of these expanded universe characters,
right.
But I do think that the accomplishments made that these characters had were more significant than the ones that are being presented for the characters that are actually canon characters. I realize that the Death Star plans weren't when he was a Jedi.
Right.
But he did. That was a very significant
thing. So, I guess who's better, Kanan or Kit?
I could throw it right in.
Yeah.
Into the mix.
Yeah, I've got some
and he's not a Jedi.
Well, now keep
in mind. But he is one with the Force, and the Force is with him.
Oh, no.
That's our last one. He was cool, but he was not a Jedi.
He was never a Jedi.
Yeah. Yes, not, but about as close as he could be.
I agree. I think that there were some latent Force abilities and things like that he had never really trained. And I always kept expecting him to pull a lightsaber out of the staff or something, or turn it into a lightsaber. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, he wasn't a Jedi, so just by the list, you know, it's tough to...
Force wielder, so that's...
Yeah, but not a Jedi. There's a lot of Force wielders.
Yeah, I mean, Finn's on there because of that.
Leia could use the Force.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, later in life, and not.
Well, she could kind of have a connection to it in the movies. I feel like.
But. Yeah, she references it a couple of times in Return of the Jedi.
So you have some write-ins. Do you want?
I have several write-ins.
Keep in mind before we do write-ins, we have to be careful because if you throw a write-in here, that means
well, we don't. I'm not the write-ins that I have were not necessarily to be thrown in a specific spot. They were just ones that we could talk about.
Okay, that's fair.
We'll do those as honorable mentions.
So,
so we need a number 12, and I think at number 12, if we're down
it's
to Kanan
and Kit,
I think it needs to be Kit with Kanan at 11.
I'm fine with that.
I'm not going to argue that.
Okay.
And if you guys want to put Kyle at 10.
Barry looks unhappy.
I have to.
Well, then.
Kit's one of my personal favorites. I mean, maybe it's just a visual thing because I thought the costuming and whatnot. For
he was very cool. I do love his look.
Cool. Plus, underwater lightsaber dueling, he was the master, undisputed. And
do we want to put Plo at 12 then? And bump up Kit and Kanan?
Take Plo from 14 to put him at 12?
Oh, we already put down Plo? I'm sorry,
yeah,
we already
14,
put down Plo.
Yeah.
Not, my bad. For some reason, I thought we skipped.
I think somebody that's notable for a specific skill, like being the first or the only to do something, allows them to...
It's a good point.
Kit developed underwater lightsaber dueling techniques and was a master.
Which
is widely
cool.
Considered to be invincible.
But really, in the long term, how many battles involving Jedi have really notably happened on underwater planets.
There's a whole episode of Clone Wars about it.
A single episode.
So there's a whole arc.
What about Ki-Adi?
Oh yeah.
We were talking about Ki-Adi earlier and we kind of lost him in the brush a bit. So maybe this is where Ki-Adi goes.
I'm okay with that. Number 12? Okay. Ki-Adi is 12.
So now we have 11, which now this is where it gets kind of interesting, because whoever we pick now misses the top 10.
Yes.
So who on this list is least deserving of being in the top 10?
I think Kit should be 11.
Kit. I think it has to be Kit.
Yeah.
All right, so let's do a quick recap here.
Yeah, let's do.
Ray, do you want to give us our?
All right, so top 20: Barriss Offee, 19; Ezra Bridger, 18; Asajj Ventress, 17; Luminara Unduli, 16; Quinlan Vos, 15; Shaak Ti, 14; Plo Koon, 13; Aayla Secura, 12; Ki-Adi Mundi, and 11 is Kit Fisto.
All right,
now we're getting into the ones that people might
not
actually
to be
know.
This with Kit Fisting. That face.
You're fired from the podcast right now. That face means you're fired.
All right. So now
he
this,
know
yeah,
this, any
this
other
but
probably just
spike.
Spike.
So should we say the Jedi that we have not said yet that are in our top 10?
No, we're gonna let it be a surprise for everybody.
Okay.
Yeah.
That way, someone at home can be like, "I really, they better have so and so."
Spoilers. Mace Windu is all of them.
Yes.
Basically.
1 through 10.
Just like with the Infinity War movies, Samuel L. Jackson is not invited to the party.
That's right.
So.
Aww. He's actually kind of upset about it, and I totally agree.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
And he's not invited to Black Panther. He's also irritated about that.
He is, yeah.
So, let's do 10.
I'm good with Kyle at 10. I think what he did was significant, but I realize that he's not a... if he was a canon character, then maybe I'd fight for him to be higher than that, but I think that 10 is a fair place.
He should be lower than Mara?
Yes.
You do?
Yes.
Mara's probably 9.
How about,
if everybody agrees with that, then we still have Kanan, we still have Ahsoka.
I think Ahsoka and Kanan
would be lower than Mara Jade, but...
I love Ahsoka. I love her so much, but I think, really, should be 9 and 8.
I would be okay with doing Kanan as 9 and Ahsoka as 8.
Who's number 10?
Kyle.
We are agreeing on that. Okay.
Yeah.
I feel like I was the only one fighting for Kyle, so I'm going to let that go.
Sorry.
All right. So now we're at 9. So Kyle's at 10. So 9, we're talking Kanan or Ahsoka. Is that the kind of
Kanan. Mine was Kanan.
Yeah, I would put Kanan at 9 and Ahsoka.
And then okay.
I do know a little bit about those characters at least.
Wow, we're kind of burning through these now. Okay.
Well, I think once we get to like the top 5, there's going to be some arguments.
This is it. Like,
now, we only have one EU character left. Everybody else is
so Mara has to be 7, right?
I don't think
that's fair, because we're not really following those rules. I just thought it was interesting.
I think Qui-Gon Jinn should be 7.
I would agree.
Whoa.
He's cool, but like, what
he's the first one to figure out how to do the Force Ghost thing.
Okay.
That's pretty freaking big.
We wouldn't have Obi-Wan telling Luke to use the Force.
The Death Star would not have blown up if it wasn't for Qui-Gon figuring that out.
That's a fair argument. I didn't really like Qui-Gon that much, but I mean, he does. That is a significant achievement.
And even Yoda didn't know how to do it.
Yeah, Yoda never figured. He's just really good at catching lightning.
He was the first person to use the word midi-chlorians. So.
That's not his fault. All right,
I'm just saying.
That's true.
The whole Jedi Council listened to him talk about it. So,
yes.
So anyway, so at 7.
So maybe this is a place for Anakin. I mean, he realistically.
Yeah.
What did he do for the Jedi?
Other than complain about sand.
You're going to put Anakin ahead of Mara?
I think for the significant achievements for the Jedi...
I agree with you. Because think about it. As a Jedi, what did he do that was unique as a Jedi?
And to be fair, he was never a Jedi Master.
He never was.
Yes, he was. He was Ahsoka's Master.
Was he?
Yes.
In the Clone Wars, he was Ahsoka's Master.
But... Which is why he's higher up on the list than some of the other ones. But he's really just known for the prophecy of balancing the Force, which really just included killing off most of the Jedi. That's his most significant thing.
He killed the Emperor.
He did kill the Emperor.
In an act of redemption to save his son.
Yeah. But was that to help the Jedi or was that to save his son? I mean, really, yes, he redeemed himself in the last 5 seconds of his life.
Yeah,
to
save his son, yeah, not to do...
That was pretty big.
But it was to save his son, not to do
And
the
I gotta
right
say,
thing.
During the Clone Wars, he did do a lot. He trained a lot of people. He protect.
The Clone Wars apparently made everybody a lot cooler. Yeah.
They all trained. A lot of these people trained a lot of people because it was a war.
Yes.
And they were the Jedi. So they trained a lot of people. But he, on this list, he's the only one who's like the big bad guy.
And he never really came back to the light. He did save his son at the end, but he never
That's not returning to be a Jedi.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, he does get his Force Ghost.
I was going to say, that's the ultimate sign of redemption.
In two different forms.
That is true. Yeah. It is of two different forms of the Force Ghost.
There's the Hayden Christensen form. I don't want to talk about it.
And then there's
this is a non-special edition home.
Yeah. We do not talk about
this. It's a non-CG home.
This is the trilogy right here.
Puppeteers only.
No, but I mean, he does redeem himself technically because the Force Ghost, that's what it's supposed to, it's not a tool.
Like he continued to live his life in service of the Jedi or did anything other than the last 5 seconds of his life before he died.
And tell your sister she was right. That there was light in him. That's what
I mean.
That's eight. Yeah, but again, it's.
So let me ask you, has truly been dark?
Come on, guys. We have to put Mara at seven.
But what makes her less significant of a Jedi?
She had given birth to Ben Skywalker.
I don't know. Six movies.
But he's a bad guy.
So you're doing it just because he's legacy. She's legacy, which is not.
No, I'm doing it because he's more popular, and that is a qualifier. He's a bad guy in
2.5. Yeah, he's a bad guy in 3.5.
And 30 seconds of the last one.
Right. Like, think about it, right?
Isn't he more powerful than Mara, too?
But we're not going just off of power.
I mean, I'm talking about
all of the qualifiers.
But we can, so he was a bad guy in Rogue One.
I mean, he's been a bad guy more than he wasn't, and it was after he was trained to be a Jedi, versus Mara, who was a bad guy first and changed her ways by choice.
And remained that way until she died. I mean, and gave birth to Ben Skywalker, which is a pretty big thing. Because
playing on his emotions.
But he still became bad.
See, I don't know if that's true, though, because the whole time he's the angsty teenager and no one's playing with his emotions, he's still kind of a little jerk.
That's a failure in training. It's
a failure in training.
Qui-Gon goes all the way down to, like, 15 now.
But Qui-Gon was dead by that point. So that was Obi-Wan.
Well, true.
So Obi-Wan at seven.
Yep. I mean, he was...
But it's all on Qui-Gon, because he didn't train Obi-Wan right.
Well, because he died.
But that's on Yoda, then, because he didn't train Qui-Gon.
Okay.
Wow.
See, it's just he's going back. I think it needs to be Anakin because he's a bad guy more than he wasn't.
All right.
Over Mara Jade?
Yeah, she redeemed herself fully and went on to teach in the Jedi Academy and marry Luke Skywalker, who's the most powerful Jedi pretty much.
Look at it this way.
I love when we give women qualifiers.
I hate that you're fighting against a woman.
Because they married somebody.
Well, no, but obviously there was so much good in her that there was something about her that attracted her to Luke Skywalker.
Don't get me wrong. Like, I love Mara. She's amazing. But, like, I don't know, guys.
Here's my thought. As a good guy, Anakin did very little compared to these other characters.
He was a little crap.
But if that's the deciding factor, he should be way down.
Yeah. You're not wrong.
There was an argument for him to be lower down than us, but we kept bumping people. So that's why I think that this is where he has to be.
What if we do
point.
Mara no, oh, 7 and then Anakin 6?
No, I think it's got to be Anakin here.
All right.
I think Mara should be 7.
Let's do a vote then. Who thinks it should be Anakin at this one? I vote yes.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
That's two yeses. Okay, who votes Mara at 7? Three yeses. So I guess we are outvoted, so Mara will be 7, and Anakin will be 6. And then we move on to the top 5.
Oh, boy.
So at this point, I think we have to go on 2, 3, 4, 5.
I want to put Obi-Wan.
I think we have to put Obi-Wan.
Yeah, I would
as
agree.
Five?
With
Obi-Wan.
As 5? Yes.
No. I objectify.
From a Jedi perspective.
I think Qui-Gon could be debated in that spot. Like, I'm pretty good with either one of them in that spot.
The question is, how good of a Jedi would Obi-Wan have been if Qui-Gon hadn't figured out the Force Ghost thing and helped train Obi-Wan?
Well, he was the only one to master the defensive style of the lightsaber. Like, he was the most... He's the only one that ever... Or he's the best of that defensive style, which was significant in the canon of Star Wars.
Obi-Wan?
Yeah. There's like, I think it's more with the expanded universe. I think there's like 3 that are the main types of lightsaber combat. And one of them's offensive, one of them's a blend, and the other one's defensive. Mm-hmm. And he was the only one to really master. That's why he was able to defeat Grievous.
That's a good point.
Yeah, see, I think he was also able to defeat Anakin.
Mm-hmm.
And Darth Maul.
And Darth Maul.
And it's because of that defensive lightsaber style. Because
then
that's
Qui-Gon?
You want to talk about ultimate redemption as far as all of it goes. He failed at the training of one Skywalker, but made up for it by training the other and bringing him.
That's true. That's a really good point, yeah.
And balancing...
I'm good with Qui-Gon at 5. Like,
I am too.
I'm kind of surprised he got that far,
okay,
to be honest.
All right.
But yeah, I can't put him above... Or...
Now, well, can we put Obi-Wan
well, so
at 4?
If we're having this kind of conversation, then... I mean, from a straight power set level, obviously Yoda and Mace Windu are incredibly powerful Jedi.
Yes, they're the top 2 that has been said.
But if we are talking about the type of impact they had on the galaxy over time throughout their lives, Obi-Wan does have some pretty significant stuff on his side, especially the Sith he defeated.
Whereas
so
Mace
are you arguing for
Mace
Windu at 4? Is that where you're putting him?
I think
I am.
But Obi-Wan can't block Force Lightning and Mace Windu did.
Also,
he almost killed the Emperor.
He only did sometimes.
Mace Windu lightsaber.
Yeah, I know. And then he got knocked out.
And then
yeah.
Anakin killed him.
Yeah. And then, but
Well, we don't know that.
Well, right. He's alive, according to George Lucas.
Mace Windu is also the most skilled lightsaber combatant overall. Mace Windu. He's pretty well accepted as the best lightsaber combatant of any of the Jedi that have
And he trained lived. In one specific form of lightsaber mm-hmm. combat that's extremely hard, and he mastered that one. It's like the
he mastered all three of them, as far as I know.
Yeah, I was actually thinking more of Yoda at 4.
No,
and the reason being...
Yoda for 4?
The reason being...
He had 900 years to do good stuff.
Hold on, let him make his argument.
No, never mind. It's fine. Forget it. No. Let's put the Muppet at number 1.
He's CGI now.
No,
not my Yoda.
Don't do that to us.
Rank him at 4, you or what?
Yeah. I can't agree with Yoda at 4. He is my favorite character in all of Star Wars. But even that aside, his significance... I mean, how many of the Jedi on this list did he train?
Not
well,
only
that's just because he's really
significant
old, though.
That's not
as a Jedi, he's significant to pop culture more so than anybody else on this list, I feel like.
I don't know, but I think Vader has a larger pop culture hit.
Well, Vader does. Anakin doesn't.
But it's the same person.
Yeah. No,
so.
But one is pop culture and one is not.
And one is only 3/4 of the other person.
All right. So I'm going to complicate
you. Just judged him by his size?
Let me complicate things a little bit here. Okay? Yeah, let's put aside for a moment that Yoda has what I believe is the most ridiculous action scene in all of Star Wars.
It was pretty
cool. Which is
which one, 2 or 3?
2.
The one where he ping-pongs off the walls.
Do 2.
Okay, episode 2.
How else was he going to fight an adult-sized... Or an adult-sized...
Look, that moment where he takes his lightsaber out is a great shot.
And he's the only one that you've ever seen use the Force to draw his lightsaber.
I'd much rather would have him just kept using the Force to do stuff. The scene looked terrible.
Anyway.
But in the moment, didn't you actually...
This is what I want to talk about. Because we're blending a little bit of the EU and canon... In canon, at this point, if we're looking only at canon, maybe this is where Luke needs to go. Because in canon, he hasn't really done much yet. He trained the new Jedi Academy and everything after Return of the Jedi, right? But he did abandon everybody and go into seclusion. And we don't really know any amazing abilities he has compared to anybody else on this list. You're talking about some of the best lightsaber fighters in history. You're talking about, you know... Yoda, of course, training everybody and being incredibly powerful with the Force. From a canon perspective, Luke hasn't done a ton.
But we are blending
So that's why I'm saying we kind of have to walk the line a little bit.
I mean,
here.
If we're blending the EU, so, Luke is pretty much the most powerful Jedi that has ever existed.
But that's why I'm not sure.
In the EU, isn't that when he slips to the dark side, though?
He does. Well, in some of the stories, yeah, that's the thing. It's like different authors
right.
wrote different things.
But
so
that's the thing. But these other characters in the top 4, because now we're basically talking about Mace Windu, Obi-Wan Kenobi, Luke Skywalker, and Yoda. Did any of them, other than Luke in the EU, go to the dark side?
Not that I know of, no.
Because of Luke bringing out the light in his father, he was able to end the Emperor.
That's more of just... His dad feeling sorry for his son getting tortured, really.
But it's relevance to the
relevant. I'm not saying it's irrelevant.
Plot line of the universe.
But if we have these 4 characters, without the EU, if we're just looking at canon, he's the least significant. And if we do take
the EU... What did Mace Windu do that was more
We're talking about how he's the best lightsaber
He is the best lightsaber
in history. So what does Luke have that these other three don't have.
Pedigree.
He is a Skywalker.
A robot hand.
But that's the thing. Like, his dad was Vader, sure, though, too, right? So he's got a bad pedigree and a good pedigree. So he did make out with his sister.
Yeah.
So if you stick with canon, he's done the least amount. And if you stick with the EU, he's the only one who turned bad at any point.
But he's also done the most with the least amount of training.
That's actual also true. Training. That's also true. I mean,
which tells you had he started when he was after. A youngling.
That's a good point.
And he's also, yeah, he's got the, I mean, they say it in canon that he's the one in the prophecy that brings balance. I mean, he's the most powerful. So, yeah.
Well,
I mean,
his dad brought the balance. No. Sure it did.
Balance.
The force was balanced.
Luke is the prophecy.
I agree with that.
In Rebels, they make reference to Luke being the prophecy.
How's the balance of the Force any better in the Force Awakens?
Through Luke's efforts,
yes.
The Empire was overthrown and the Sith eliminated.
They make reference to that in Rebels, for sure.
That sounds like some bad retconning to me, but...
I mean, they do reference, without retconning, that Luke is...
So who goes
beyond, over the scales of everything?
So who goes at number four?
I mean,
Obi-Wan.
Yeah, I would put Obi-Wan there, probably, personally.
No, are you going to put him over the purple lightsaber?
I mean, Obi-Wan did one...
He did a lot of stuff, though.
Obi-Wan...
Mace Windu.
Yeah, that's true. Honestly, at this point, Mace or Obi-Wan...
I think Mace should go at number four, and then Obi-Wan at three.
Mace allowed his...
See, I know it was my original argument, and you guys all told me I was crazy.
No, I was all right with that.
All right, Mace.
No, I was just bringing up things that they had all done.
So Mace is at number four. So now we're at three.
What's the chat? Does the chat have anything to say about
that? Chat hasn't said anything in a while, other than that Obi-Wan is the Sith killer, which is true.
Yes.
He does kill more Sith on screen than anybody else.
True. Some more than once, but yes, it's like, we're just going to do you again. Just die again, please.
Are we really angling to put Yoda at number one right now?
I don't want
Yoda. I am angling to put Yoda at number one.
I don't think Yoda deserves to be at number one.
Personally, if we're going to do that, I think Luke deserves to be at number one.
Honestly, I'd be happy with Yoda at number two, but if you look at significance to the entire universe, I feel like probably Yoda did more, at least outside of the EU. He trained a bunch of the Jedi on this list.
For 900 years.
Yeah, we don't know how long of that he was a Jedi. I mean, I don't think that's ever really been canonized. How long? Or
not,
even
not well.
Canonized.
His young days are not really
documented.
Fleshed out. Yeah.
I mean, through the movies, he was a Jedi, the whole master.
Sure.
From the first episode of movies.
And he basically is leading the council.
He's been leading the council, yeah.
You know, so for that
whole... He references the fact that he's trained Jedi longer than anybody.
That's true.
Sure, yeah. But, I mean, they never really talk about anybody else's
age. And he's responsible for training Qui-Gon. He's responsible for Dooku. He's responsible for names on the list.
So did he not train Obi-Wan at all? I feel like he trained Obi-Wan at some
point. I mean, he probably counseled Obi-Wan a little bit, but yeah. I wouldn't say trained. Okay. I wouldn't say trained. So are we saying that it's basically number one is Yoda, two is Luke, and three is Obi-Wan?
I'd be good with that. But.
Because I hesitate to put Obi-Wan below Luke from a canon perspective. Because we don't know what Luke's going to become at this point. They've already retconned some other stuff that we've discussed.
Yeah.
We don't know what's going to become of Luke. Luke could be the one that dismantles the Jedi.
Well, you know, it wasn't for Obi-Wan making the sacrifice.
So my point, though, is that...
That is true.
Luke wouldn't have been the Jedi that he was because the Force Ghost, or Obi-Wan's Force Ghost, was the thing that enabled Luke to find Yoda.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it wasn't Yoda helping Luke at the Death Star. It was Obi-Wan.
I'm okay with Luke at 3 and Obi-Wan at 2.
I would be okay with that.
Ray, you've been quiet.
Remember, you're our decider.
Crickets. Okay, but I mean, in Yoda's defense, he trained Qui-Gon and at least counseled Obi-Wan while he was in the Jedi Council. So would Qui-Gon have ever figured out the Force Ghost thing if Yoda hadn't trained
him
in the
first
place?
Well, obviously, we can't continue to go back like that. But my point is more of, if you look at the canon stuff that we have, it's Obi-Wan who helps Luke succeed. When it counts at the end, it's not
Obi-Wan Yoda. Was there for that,
but not in the final battle.
No, Obi-Wan, I'm saying can catch Force lightning.
So for me, Obi-Wan should actually be a little bit further down. So I'm gonna have I want him at three because you know Ewan McGregor is the cool one. Like seriously, in A New Hope, that guy is a tool. He is a tool and a half. He's
a liar.
He is a liar and a tool.
He lies.
He just gives up
he
that
lies
fight.
Spare feelings.
Yeah, I mean, he needs...
Is that
needs,
in the Jedi Code? I don't remember that part.
Well, he needs the chips to fall. He realizes what's at stake. Yoda's the one who's hiding in the swamp somewhere and originally doesn't want to help Luke.
But he's so, cute.
Is he, though? Is he cute? I wouldn't say he's cute.
Not like, dreamy cute, but, like...
He's a little arrogant, too. His own counsel will he keep? On who should be trained as a Jedi?
Well, he was pretty much the leader of the Jedi Council for at least 3 movies.
My point is that when Obi-Wan realized who Luke was, he immediately wanted to take Luke into training and take on the Emperor. When Yoda found out...
Yeah, because he had to redeem himself.
No, he knew who Luke was to begin with. He's the one that hit him.
Well, I know, but like my point is more...
I forgot who this person was when for 18 years.
When he knew that Luke was ready, he was ready to go. Yoda was hesitant.
But was he hesitant because he knew who he was, so he was afraid that...
Yoda was hesitant with Anakin, too.
So then who was wiser? Because Obi-Wan's actions destroyed the Empire. Yoda's
Yoda did end up training Luke.
But are you talking about Obi-Wan hiding Luke?
I'm talking about in the original trilogy.
Right.
Obi-Wan wants to train Luke as a Jedi to stop the Empire.
Right.
Yoda initially does not because of the actions of his father.
But in episode 3, Yoda instructs Obi-Wan to hide Luke and to watch after him and train him.
Not to train him.
When he said when he's ready.
That's inconsistent, but fine.
Yoda's one who's...
This is another reason that the prequel trilogy is kind of throwing me off, because that's not what happens in the original trilogy at all. So.
No. I mean, but ultimately, Yoda does train Luke. So, I mean, that argument that he didn't want to at first isn't really that relevant, because he did.
It's relevant.
He trained him for, like 3 days, and then...
Peace. No,
he makes the sacrifice.
Ben Kenobi,
How much did Ben actually train Luke, though?
Like 30 seconds in the Millennium Falcon.
He didn't even train him, really. It was just the probe.
Yeah.
He's like, program it.
We don't know what the training was like on Dagobah.
Well, we know that Yoda, by the end, Luke could lift like a freaking...
But we don't know how much Obi-Wan did or did not help. He was there.
He couldn't when he got there, and he could when he left. I'm saying that being able to block little blaster bolts from a probe droid, more relevant than being able to lift an X-Wing out of a swamp.
You're right. But Obi-Wan was also there on Dagobah. His Force Ghost was there.
We're forgetting that Alec Guinness is a tool.
This isn't about the actors.
Sir Alec Guinness?
He hated this movie.
He was a Jedi Knight, he was Knight of the British Empire.
So?
You think every actor likes every movie?
John Williams isn't a fan either, but, you know.
John Williams is a fan of paychecks. That's why he keeps coming back.
We're
not talking about Alec Guinness. We're talking about the character of Obi-Wan.
So it's time to vote then. Number 3, who wants it to be Obi-Wan? We only have 2 votes.
No.
All right. Who wants it to be Luke Skywalker? We got 1 vote. Barry and I are not voting yet. And then we have Yoda. Anybody want Yoda at 3?
So okay. You want everybody
actually, he
at
did
one?
Go ahead and allow... actually, you know, if he had made the decision not to step in and Dooku had killed Obi-Wan and Anakin, we wouldn't be sitting at this table anymore.
But he was a Jedi. He had to step in.
He made mistakes, though. Yoda...
Yoda made lots of mistakes.
So did Obi-Wan.
Yeah, they all made lots of mistakes.
Yeah, I don't think that's...
Luke's
the only one that hasn't made a mistake yet.
Except he was really whiny.
Kylo Ren.
I mean, yeah, that's the thing. Like, he did train, you know, Kylo.
He
lost him to the dark side.
Killed animals for funsies.
That's true.
Who?
He was on a desert planet. What do you want him to do?
What, bullseye?
There's 2 sons and no women.
They're endangered now.
Oh, well.
He'd go to the cantina and find somebody. Some nice little Rodian lady.
No, he had never been there before. You saw A New Hope.
Well.
It might as well have been another planet to him.
There's an Arctic mammal that's missing a hand right now, too, so.
Alright, so I think at this point, we have to make a decision.
We
have
2 people vote for Obi-Wan at 3, and that's the most of any.
Alright, so we're going to put Obi-Wan at 3.
Woo!
Luke at 2.
We did have 1 vote for Luke at 3.
So then Luke at 2,
well, he didn't vote.
And Yoda at 1. And I'm not super thrilled about that, but that's how the voting ran. So
we're never really thrilled with the list, because
all of us.
This would not be my list.
So then flip-flop Luke and Yoda then.
Because Derek's unhappy?
I think Yoda deserves to be
higher. The prophecy.
I think Yoda deserves to be higher than Luke.
I think Frank Oz deserves to be higher than Mark Hamill.
Wow. Again, not about the actors. So number one is Yoda. Number two is Luke Skywalker. Three is Obi-Wan Kenobi. Four is Mace Windu. Five is Qui-Gon Jinn. Six is Anakin Skywalker. Seven is Mara Jade. Eight is Ahsoka Tano. Nine is Kanan. Ten is where? Where's ten?
Kyle
ten is
Kyle Katarn.
Those are our top ten.
Those are our top ten.
I'm sure you will disagree with us. Let us know your list.
Yes.
Thank you, everyone, for joining us with this. We love doing our rankings because it's the only time we get to really argue.
This was a good argument.
I don't want to talk about VBS here. Let's not do that. That's going to be it for us this week, though. Barry, if people wanted to find you or find out more about Kansas City Comic Con,
are tickets on sale?
They are on sale.
Wow. Excellent. I had that put on my Instagram. Somebody asked me.
They are on sale, and they better get them now before September.
Prices go up, right?
Middle of September, they go up.
Okay.
And that's not a good thing.
What's the website?
It's www.kansascity.com.
So two C's and
two C's.
Okay.
We don't want to run afoul of our Western neighbors.
Yeah, that's a thing. Look it up.
We are on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. So
go follow them, check them out, join us there in November. We'll all be there.
Yep,
absolutely.
In various capacities, but we will all be there. We'll have stuff planned. We'll tell you about that later when we know what it is. So
you gotta tell us too.
Well, I've got three brand new costumes for that I've started working on. I'm very excited. I really have. They're going to be my favorite costumes ever. So
I potentially have three new costumes. Just depends on how much I can get done before then.
I have one new one.
I'm going to fix some old ones.
That's exciting.
Well, you know.
Do what you can.
I'll do what I can. All right, guys. Well, that's it for us. Make sure you check us out at heroespodcast.com.
Subscribe to our Patreon.
Yes.
Yeah. Give us some money.
Yes.
So we're gonna start something cool on Patreon. This was all Ryan's idea, and the fact that it's cool is really surprising. But we're going to.
I've had all the best ideas for this podcast.
We are going to start all of them. Reenacting Everyone. Famous movie scenes. You got a favorite one? You can. Suggest it on Patreon only. You have.
It's going to be a budget version of Sweden.
Yes.
Sweden, yeah, is how it's called. Yeah. We're going to just be doing it with whatever we can find between our houses, which may actually be intense and nice if it's a costume we have that is relevant.
Right. Exactly. Depends on what the scene is, right?
Yeah.
So
we can make it work.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun.
Rachel has a lot of makeup, so she could probably do some cool stuff with that.
Yeah, it's true. So go check out patreon.com/heroespodcasts. We're at Heroes Podcasts pretty much on all the social medias.
First video up in September, guys?
Yeah, that's the plan.
Let's do it.
We're going to do it. So go contribute, and then you can vote on, like, tell us what you want us to do. So
yeah.
And we'll pick a scene. All right, guys, we'll catch you next time. Thanks for tuning in.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.